My wife and I bought a house 20 years ago. We moved back to Brentwood, Tennessee from Richmond, Virginia, where we lived for a little while. We bought a house, had a beautiful little backyard, had trees all around it, and a small little, I had guys come in, we put a fence in to do a small little courtyard looking thing. And my friend Mike, who's he was in the sod business, and he came and laid this beautiful, lush, green grass in this small backyard. And about 3 weeks later, it's just dirt brown. And I call Mike over, and he comes over, and we survey the situation. And he said, Steve, that these trees circling here, the sun can't get in. And he says, if you want this grass to grow, you're going to have to trim these trees back. And I would suggest to you that in Alcoholics Anonymous, what I'm doing is trimming the spiritual trees. That I'm trying to trim those things back so that sunlight of the Spirit can get in, so it can contact me. My point of view is that I don't have to curry God's favor. I don't take the point of view that God does anything to me or for me. I take the point of view that there is a power that I'm trying to tap into, and then the power does what the power does. That sun doesn't decide who to shine on. I've got to get in the sun. The rain doesn't decide who gets wet. I got to get in the rain. The river current doesn't decide who it takes with it. I've got to get in the river. In AA, I'm trying to connect with the power, and then my life seems to change. My view of life seems to change. My experience of life seems to change. It's like a 3D movie. My wife, daughter, and I went to see the movie Avatar when it first came out. And that was the reintroduction of 3D glasses, you know. We were at the IMAX, and I became fascinated with the improvements in these glasses. And you know, I during the movie, I would take the glasses on and off. And when the glasses were off, it's two-dimensional. It's height and width. And the actors are the same. The scene is the same. The dialogue is the same. It is the same movie exactly. But when I put the glasses on, it's now added depth and a clarity, and it's enriched my experience. And I can see things with the glasses on in a way that I could not see them with the glasses off. And I think that here in Alcoholics Anonymous, you catapult me into the fourth dimension. I'm living a three-dimensional world, and when I'm spiritually connected to that power, I see life differently. It's enriched. I see things that were there all along, but I couldn't see without them. I have an experience with you that I couldn't have. I begin to feel things I couldn't feel, do things I couldn't do, and believe things I never believed. And that's what the 12 and 12 says is a description of a genuine spiritual experience. It may show up in different ways, but those seem to be the byproducts of it. The other thing that happened for me here over the years is I realized, as I alluded to earlier, that my problems are never what I think they are. My problems look external, but they're always internal. I said, my problem's really not my problem. My problem is that my problem is a problem. I'll wait on you. My problems, I've decided it's a problem. I think, was it Jeff that talked about acceptance last night, as Dr. Paul did? That's my problem is I've decided some things are a problem. I've got a list of things that are not the way they should be, some things that are happening that shouldn't be happening, or some things that aren't happening that I need to happen, and I can't be okay until this list is met. And the problem is the list is never met. The list is always changing. I went out to eat with some guys a number of years ago. I'm at a conference, and we broke for lunch. And we're at tables just like this. There were like eight of us at a table, and they came around and they took our orders. And I ordered a cheeseburger, and the guy next to me ordered a club sandwich. A little while later, they brought our food. They gave me a club sandwich. They gave the guy next to me a club sandwich. I mean, they gave me a cheeseburger. They gave the guy next to me a cheeseburger. And I saw him start eating his cheeseburger, and I said, hey, man, I thought you ordered a club sandwich. Now, listen, this is remarkable. Listen to what he said. He said, I did, but they brought me a cheeseburger. That's it. I said, brother, you don't have to live like that. I said, we can get you a club sandwich. And I start calling people over, and I'm trying to get the, you know, and he said, no, Steve, I'm good, man. And I said, no, I mean, with the lack of power is not the problem.